This music festival runs April 16th through the 18th in Juneau. It's an opportunity for students to perform what they've been working on all year. Linhard says it takes months for them to prepare.
I use the whole year to get ready for music festival. I always kind of I know where to bring each group. I know where I want them to be starting in September. And I want, by the time we get to music festival, I want it to be an exciting program for each group. I want there to be a variety of songs. And I think I got it with all three groups.
The three groups are the jazz band, concert band, and concert choir. Linhard has been to Music Fest 16 times and says the three-day event is packed full of learning experiences for the students.
Yeah, it's just this continual buzz of activity. It's a hive of activity of musicians. All the musicians of Southeast Alaska, all the high school musicians of Southeast Alaska come together in these sites, and you've got, in the morning, you've got some solos and ensembles taking place. And you can be an audience member, you could be participating in it, kind of signing up days in advance. You've got sound checks going on the main stage where your bigger groups like jazz bands and choirs, orchestras and bands are testing out the stage. And in the evening from 6 o'clock till about 9:30 or 10, all these schools are all those three nights are performing in a formal setting. And they're performing for three adjudicators at one time. And those adjudicators are giving them a critique. And after their performance, they get to work with the group. And on top of that, there are some clinics going on to make you a better musician.
There are a couple smaller groups of student musicians who are also performing at the music festival, the trombone and euphonium ensemble and the clarinet ensemble. Linhard says this group of clarinet players are very dedicated.
I've been impressed with this clarinet ensemble that's been practicing every day after school for a few weeks now. I've given them a piece to play for extra on their own time. It's not easy, and they're rising to that challenge and coming together as a unit. That's what I'm really proud of.
The clarinet ensemble includes senior Josie Randolph, sophomores Alexander Bless and Brandy Mulberry, along with freshmen Elisa Larson and Jasmine Yermia. They will be performing this ensemble during the music festival.
A challenge that I have every year is, you know, keeping the integrity of the group together. And that means that if you're in an ensemble, I'd like you to be able to attend this event because I want to display Petersburg's best. I want kids to have their grades up. I want them to be academically eligible as well as, you know, not under any suspension, any other kind of conflicts, because we're the best when we're all together. And that's what I want to show our adjudicators and the rest of Southeast Alaska.
While the district pays for the adults going to Music Fest, each student will pay their travel and activity fee. Petersburg residents will have a chance to see these student musicians at home during their spring concert, which will be scheduled for after the festival. For KFSK, I'm Rosa Lopez.